home.
So with that in mind, we have a strong bias towards the persons who are already associated with the condition. So the names that we have in, three of the names that we are proposing fall into that category. We would be proposing the name of Ms. Nakula, current CEO of the Commission, as a commissioner. Mr. Terry Talane, who is currently a commissioner, and Reverend Bongani Finfa, who is a member of staff of the commissioner, I think he's the Eastern Cape regional commissioner. So we would want to propose those names on that basis. Part of the commission in various forms. The commission is working extremely well with them, both in people as individuals. We haven't heard any complaints against them in their work on the commission. And then with regard to the fourth name, we are proposing Ms. Renee Taliat from the point of view of representativity on a number of factors, gender, racial, youth, ideas, somebody new as an appropriate person to complement the remaining three. So chairperson, that is the, those are the four names that is the ANC we are proposing. Aska Tlakula, Telane, Reverend Finca, and Ms. Taliat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is wonderful. We looked in exactly the same vein at the candidates in terms of the success of our electoral commission, of which we are very proud of as South Africans. And we compiled a list of preferred candidates. And our list reads, Advocate Pansy Tlakula, Terry Telane, Bongani Finca, and Rene Salio.
Yeah, are we can we have a quick caucus of ANC to look at whether it wants to do
Thank you, Professor. We sat also at the IFC caucus and we also nominated, we also agreed on asking Professor Tlakula, Tim Lane, Renette Tazak, but we differed when it comes to, we chose the Reverend Francis Kahn.
Chairperson,
yes, we actually concur also with three names, and we had Reverend Bongani Finca as an alternate, but actually our four candidates actually concur with the IFC, Reverend Francis Kahn instead of Reverend Finca, but as I say, that was certainly an alternate position for us.
Also has Tengai in mind.
We also have Advocate Pansy Tlakula, Mr. Terry Talane, and Ms. Renee Talia. And then just on the issue of the Reverend Frank Chikane, we have as an alternate, Reverend Bongani Finca.
Okay.
That was the ACDC's position as well. In other words, sure. Tlakula, Talane, Chikane, and Talia.
So it's
a kind of thinker,
it's
one or the other.
Well, any comments, Andrew?
It does seem to me that there is sufficient consensus to use the terminology of the negotiating process to go for the Ranji Putin thinker instead of the agreeing that we should not propose that.
It doesn't make a difference, even though the cope and the ABDC and the IFC had Tigane in mind. They also didn't know cope thing necessarily. I will not therefore say that Sagula Telane thing, Talia, that the preferred candidate. Isn't that what we are saying? Overall. Yes, my honorable Masuda.
I predicted before the meeting started to our colleagues on the other side that in the national interest we're going to crash political barriers and think in the same line, and I think it's happened.
Yes.
Is it possible perhaps for Tony and Pika to be just motivated? Both sides, just to give you the opportunity to rethink if you want to, and the likes of me to hear your argument.
I'm sure there's nothing wrong with that, because David, when he was here, when he was taking the preferred name, did indicate the fact that continuity in an institution that has been running it successfully, that this one has, ought to be promoted and respected. On that basis, therefore, the feeling was that would be preferred in us to see that, but do please go ahead and give the motivation. Or you want to allow somebody else to do that for you?
Captain, before I do that, I just wanted to know, in our last meeting we had suggested that we'll have two alternate names in case, two extra names in case the other four, not somebody is going. I don't know if you never occurred to them. Okay. So in that case, I just wanted to find out, because I had thought that in the last meeting we spoke about having two extra names in case on the four that we are putting in today, maybe one of them doesn't make it for whatever reason, there's two alternates that we have agreed on. But then I've just been made aware by my colleagues across the sector. We never considered on that. We never agreed on that.
I remember that was mentioned, but this was never agreed upon. But there's nothing preventing us from talking about it.
Jefferson, I concur with you. There was an idea was mentioned, but we did not formalize that in a resolution as such. And I would reluctantly do that, because our terms of reference is really to appoint, you know, the four vacant positions. So I don't think it would be appropriate for us to move on any other basis. And I think, Jefferson, also we had a long discussion last time about full-time and part-time, but actually with the list that we have almost agreed to, we actually also cover that issue, because there were preferences made in the shortened, the abbreviated CVs, etc., and I think actually if we look at that, it actually makes good sense. We have a part-time judge, three full-time proposals, and one part-time proposal recommendation in Jamie Salia. Now, just one issue. The reason, can I just say why we're, as the Congress of the People, we concur that we must really achieve a success with the nominees and ensure the integrity and the continuity at the Electoral Commission. We thought one of the reasons why we motivated for Reverend Frank Chikane was that also because of his previous experience in the first phase of the election process, he was involved there. We thought that would also be valuable, and also in terms of his other experience as a very sound administrator. Really has served both in terms of his work in the in the church organization as well as also in governance structures. As I indicated before, that would have been certainly our preferred candidate, but I also said that we concur that Reverend Sinclair was also a solid candidate that would also bring experience of electoral process to the commission.
Yes, yeah, your difficulty here in this committee is that all these people are suitable to be appointed to the commission. So let's just determine whether are we going to continue wrangling over Singa and Tigani, or are we just going to let me get some assistance in that direction. Later, and then myself. At the moment, I'm
I apologize, I'm exhausted. It was just on the issue of the alternative names. I would support Mrs. Killian. I don't think we have the power to recommend more names. In this case, it's named the president, and the president must appoint. And all these people have indicated their availability. They've been to a panel, and so on. If anything goes wrong, then we'll have to come back. And then on the full-time, part-time issue, I mean, Ms. Talia specifies part-time. I think at the moment it's 3 full-time, 2 part-time. We've already got the one, the judge is part-time, obviously. Ms. Talia indicates she wants to be part-time. Mkatlakule wants to be full-time. Reverend Finkler wants to be full-time. And then Mr. Selane says full-time or part-time. He prefers to serve part-time, but is willing to first to serve full-time, but is willing to serve part-time if necessary. So the president has a discretion. But again, the full-time, part-time is not our powers, but I would really urge that I don't think we've got the power to propose alternative names. We have to come back if need be. And then on the issue, from our side, you know, all the candidates are strong. We looked at a number of factors, and it was an issue of balancing as well. And I really want to suggest that we go with the proposal, which is effectively seconded by the Democratic Alliance, because otherwise we could spend in the next few hours debating his name and possibly other names.
The thing is that even the parties were enthusiastic. I proposed the Reverend Sigane's name and agreed to the adoption of the list containing Singa, Daniel, Selane, and Chakula.
I can explain that one compromise to the caucus.
No, say, the reason I wanted to say something, I've never left a meeting without saying what. Especially with my, when I remember like Andre Kahn and my chairperson. But the reality is, within a good spirit, we should be proud that we've got such a very beautiful country, where we've got so many strong candidates. It should come to us as a gift that we should be very, very proud of. The fact that we've got names, but it's still more, we are a very good country. So that's one thing that I wanted to say. We are very proud as a PA that whilst we're sitting on opposite benches, but we all think alike in so far as the direction of the country. That is, in a sense, something that we should all take forward. Even the many media groups that were here last week, I'm sure they were hoping that they would be coming, but now they are very disappointed. Thank you, sir.
Well, I think one important thing for me for this commission is that the people who have recommended the National Assembly and President will be enjoying the knowledge that they enjoy full confidence of the entire National Assembly. Yeah, that is very, very important. Their morale as well. And as I indicated, it was my wish that this meeting could be as short as possible in anticipating of that. I had the secretary of the court, which I will read for your consideration, so that you don't have to meet tomorrow.
because there are people who are going to be somewhere away from Cape Town tomorrow. If I may read the report. A self-report on the nominations of the Electoral Commissioner. The House took a resolution on 14 September 2011 that in accordance with Section 193, Subsection 5 of the Constitution, 1993, and Section 6, Subsection 2, Paragraph C of the Electoral Commission Act No. 51 of 1996, an ad hoc committee to nominate persons for appointment as electoral commissioners should be established. A multi-party committee made up of the following members was composed: Honorable R. Pengu, ANC; Honorable C. Kaji, ACCC; Honorable A. Gaum, ANC; Honorable S. Olomisa, ANC; Honorable Jeffrey, ANC; Honorable C. N. Cope, Honorable A. Lagmont, DA; Honorable Makuba, ISC; Honorable Matuta, ANC; Honorable Maunye, ANC; Honorable Muloi, Muropa, ANC; Honorable Mwatela, DA; and Honorable Mutambi, ANC. The other committee met on 5 October 2011 to appoint the chairperson and to start its work procedure and program. The committee duly appointed the advocate for the minister as the chairperson. The committee resolved not to conduct interviews as this had already been done by the panel headed by the Chief Justice, but rather consider the curriculum vitae of the candidates that were recommended by the panel, which was established in terms of the Electoral Commission Act 1996. The panel was comprised of the following members: the Chief Justice was chairperson, the chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission, the acting chairperson of the Commission on Gender Equality, and the public perspective. The panel had conducted interviews of the present candidates, were shortlisted. Ms. Shelly Evangelina Mabutela, who was also shortlisted, subsequently withdrew. And, sorry about that. The panel deliberated on the candidates and compiled a list of names that were submitted to the National Assembly to decide on the 4 names that should be nominated and submitted to the President for appointment. The list of candidates submitted by the Office of the Chief Justice of the Republic of South Africa for Parliament's consideration was as follows: Advocate Kenshin Takula, Mr. Terry Ismail Kilani, Reverend Frank Sigane, Reverend Bongani Jessen Singa, Dr. Sidile Mukwane Matabani, Mrs. Kumede Ndimande, Mr. Paul Malcolm Graham, Ms. Ilona T., Ms. Inez Daliat, Father Mangaliso Mukasho. In addition, the list included the highlights of the key qualities that placed each of the candidates in the category of the most important. The committee met on 11 October to deliberate on the names of candidates who were recommended by the panel for nomination. After consideration of the panel report and the candidates' CVs, the committee recommends the following candidates for nomination as electoral commissioner: Advocate Pensi Takula, Reverend Bongani Jessing Singa, Mr. Terry Ismail Kilani, and Ms. Rainer Kalia. That is the report. Anyone moving or any amendment that you believe needs to be made? I know that they don't have copies, but I could see you were listening intently. Anyone proposing adoption of the report?
You were elected as chairperson. You used the word appointed. The committee appointed you. And then it was also the wording of we're nominating. It would be the wording in the act. Is it nominated? Okay, sure.
That amendment with the correction will be duly made, that the chairperson was elected, not appointed.
For clarity, and you might have said it, I might have missed it, but there were supposed to be 2 representatives of the smaller parties. We have Sheldon Dudley here from the ACCP. There isn't a representative, another representative. Is there, according to the National Assembly minutes, two from the smaller party.
I think it was up to the parties before I had the name. And the ANC did the...
Okay, so there's no irregularity that we should be concerned about.
No, from the Macquarie, I'm not sure.
They have been searching for weeks, begging desperately for some smaller party to stand forward and the only person who caved was all.
I'm confident that there's nothing irregular. We do from Macquarie, the smaller parties are represented in the meeting.
It's called the smaller party.
Proposing adoption of the report. Yes, adopted the report unanimously. That brings us to the end of our business. The meeting is adjourned.
Can I just ask one question? There was a set of minutes that was distributed. Are we just going to ignore that? Because there were some, there was a problem with the minutes.
Oh, okay. I suppose there's no harm in us looking at the minutes and adopting them because they're part of our, the records of this committee. Do we all have copies of this? Did you bring copies of those minutes?
Maybe Honorable Dagger must learn to count because he will come with his set of minutes.
I never got a copy of the minutes. It seems to be in preferential treatment.
How long are the minutes? Can't they simply be read out to the not that long? And then we adopt it.
But Chair, sorry, I sit in a very active committee as you do, and we never have minutes. Do we really want to? I mean, I think Mrs. Killian's concern was that she didn't want them, if she had a problem with the content, she didn't want them formally adopted. So, why do we want to adopt these minutes? The report covers it.
I think the more important document is the report.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to make sure that we then don't take them as a sort of a record of the proceedings, but that actually whatever we did is captured in the report in any case. So we just expunge it from the record.
Okay, that's the wish of the House.
Yeah. In any case, Chair, the minutes would never have been part of the official document unless the committee had adopted it, so they remain irrelevant until this committee has made them relevant.
Okay, as I said, the important thing is the report, which is the report of what we decided to do. Thank you, as I said, the meeting is adjourned. I'm told that the committee secretary had organized Papa for you to be ready at half past six. Because they thought the kind of people you are who didn't leave a meeting without saying anything, even if you don't have anything to say, the meeting would take longer. So what do we do? I don't think it's possible for you to be canceled now.
Thank you.